In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD, new middle class, Barbara and Mike Borak. Hello, Barbara and Mike.
Hello.
Hey there.
And you are husband and wife.
We are.
How long have you been married?
We just had our 37th wedding anniversary.
Where do you live?
Yorktown Heights.
Where did the name new middle class come from?
Huh. I think it came when we joined the middle class several decades back.
We were just trying to figure out some name that would accurately reflect us in some way, shape, or form. Also, a lot of our songs were, you know, socially conscious as well, so we wanted to reflect that, and we wanted to reflect the fact that middle class now is maybe not the same as middle class was when we were growing up.
Day jobs, do you have those?
I am.
And I've recently become a full-time musician.
Really? How great is that, right?
I'm digging it.
He's enjoying it, yeah.
Barbara, what kind of work do you do?
I work for a local school district.
Which one?
Peekskill.
Excellent. What do you do there, if it's any of my business?
I work in their administration building. I do a lot of financial work.
Did you listen to WHUD while you'd work?
I can't. I have to think too hard. Unfortunately, I can't listen to it while I work.
Music is way too distracting for us.
Well, that's why I work for WHUD, so I don't have to think too hard.
But I listen to it in the morning a lot of times when I get up.
Mike, what did you retire from?
I used to be a software developer.
And what stopped you from doing that for the rest of your life?
I thought I wanted to do something else, like music. I think I had done software development for enough years, and now that Barbara can support me and my bad habits, I'll do the music.
It's time to move on to stage two of your life, which is songwriting and making music. But you've probably been making music a long time, the two of you, right?
We've been making music together ever since the beginning, yeah.
Did you meet in a musical situation?
I at the time that we met, we've been through a couple of iterations. I had a band at that time called Light Horse Harry, which was kind of a country swing, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks sort of band.
It had better be with a name like that.
and so shortly after that band formed, Barbara joined as one of the vocalists.
I'm glad you included the lyrics in your CD.
Mm-hmm.
I think more artists should do that. Yours are particularly, I don't know if poignant is the word, but they do really point out the frailty of the human condition. Am I being too pretentious with that?
That's it, although I probably wouldn't use the word frailty. In my songwriting, I like to have songs that are very character-driven, and I like to see multiple sides of a situation. The songs are about all sorts of different things. It's kind of all over the map. But what holds it together, I think, they're songs about people. And there are songs about characters, and the way that Barbara sings it, I think, really helps to, you know, put those emotions across and put those characters across.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Barbara and Mike Borak, new middle class. Barbara, do you do any of the songwriting as well?
Very minimally.
Mm-hmm.
I critique, mostly. I did co-write one song on this album. The song Beautiful.
Yeah, that's a very important role in a room to be that critic. You got to be the tough person.
It's true. It's true.
Not the pat on the back all the time, but the, nah, take out the red pencil. That's going. That's gone. Don't need that.
Like, yeah, I'm not singing that.
Yeah. But when we're performing live, there's like a really great communication that happens here.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm always working off of her, and she's always listening to me. So there's some kind of magic that happens when we do that live.
That's probably one of the benefits of working with a spouse, right?
Well, I think it's one of the only times that we truly listen to each other.
Tell me about the song, What's That Thing, the song we're going to hear.
It's not a love song. It's not a breakup song or an anti-love song. It's a song about love, and it's kind of about the ups and downs or the pros and cons of love. And there's some sort of black humor mixed in as well.
That's why it's a question. What's that thing?
It does attempt to answer that question, which was tough, by the way, because it turns out that rhyming the word love is really, really difficult.
Not as easy as you think it's going to be, right?
There's not that many words in the English language that rhyme with love.
Well, you got dove and above, and it's all been done before, though, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
You do live shows in the Hudson Valley? You got some coming up?
We do. We're going to be playing on Sunday, July 29th at 1 p.m. at the 47th Annual Putnam County 4-H Fair. That's in Veterans Memorial Park in Carmel, and that's a free event. And we're going to be playing, we're very happy to be playing with Emil Menashe, who's going to be joining us on bass and guitar and vocals. And we got some other stuff on the Internet.
Tell me about the internet website. Where can people find out more about New Middle Class?
NewMiddleClass.com.
Also, we're on Facebook, New Middle Class Music. And, of course, you can hear our stuff. You can stream it online, things like Spotify, iTunes,
CD Baby.
CD Baby, Amazon.
It's Barbara and Mike Borak, New Middle Class. Here is the song, What's That Thing? In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Mike and Barbara, good luck and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.